This next song represents all my sheroes. Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, Ann and Nancy Wilson, Bonnie Raitt, Aretha Franklin. All these women who inspired me to be myself. Being unique is lonely. But if there's anybody out there who ever taught me to hang on, I went and saw her on her last concert tour. She was 60 years old. Living proof that it's not about age. It's about attitude. I call you when I need you, and my heart's on fire. You come to me, come to me, wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lot of time, promises, and a world of dreams. Speak the language of love. Thank you very much, everybody. I see you up there with binoculars. I'm not sure what you're looking for. It's not perfect, but it's real, honey. I haven't recorded this next song yet, but I felt like singing it tonight because the last year I got married and I, yeah, it's a miracle, believe me. What are you laughing for? You don't know the pain. But I have been integrating Zach, my bonus child, with Elijah and Grace. And I can travel the world and run a business and be global, but being a parent has been the hardest job I've ever loved. And I take a lot of timeouts, don't I? It's necessary, Elijah. Well, this next song, I think more than anything, a Grammy or even another number one, what I want is what's in this song. And I'm going to record it, but I wanted to share it with you guys because after 20 years, you know, you try to fall in love all over again in your relationships or with your work. It's hard to maintain your passion. And you have to work at it. And when I heard this next song, it gave me a reason to continue to sing. And getting back to why I got in this business in the first place, it's just to sing. Pray for us, because running a career and a family is, they say the word balance. I fall into bed and count the things I didn't do sometimes rather than celebrate the things I do. And But thank you for loving me, even when I'm not number one. You know?